As we enter hour 67, it seems... Wait! Yes, there it is! The Gallagher Slew's paint has broken a record! 67 hours for a paint to dry! What a performance! That's all here for watching paint dry. Now for Al Nightbanger, Detective in Space, if you're into that sort of thing.
Because here comes another tale in the saga of Al Nightbanger, Detective in Space. This episode, Don't Send in the Clowns, is sponsored by Candidate Zip Law for Education Committee. Let the past be the past. On with the show.
It was a dark night. With bright strobing lights, loud music thumped while people were throwing 8 to 16 pound projectiles at 10 unsuspecting victims. DC and I were bowling, and I was starting to suspect she was cheating. What kind of villain scores more than 100 at a midnight bowl? I would have to keep my eye on this one.
Just because I'm better than you at this doesn't mean I'm cheating. Can you lose the trench coat and fedora already? The coat keeps tripping you up and your hat keeps falling off every time you throw the ball behind you. No wonder you've only gotten 5 points.
Kid, I have to wear this. How else will potential clients know that I'm a detective? People ask for a detective all the time.
No, they don't.
Is there a detective in the house?
What the?
Right here, ma'am.
Right here, ma'am.
Miss, I asked for a gumshoe, not a fashion disaster.
I always wear this. Well, except for the shoes. And hey, I am a detective.
I told you. Ma'am, I can help. She's okay. She's with me.
Fine. I think someone messed with my drink.
Let me see. Have you touched it since you found that someone had tampered with it?
Well, I took a drink and it tastes like pickles. I distinctly ordered a cucumber vodka.
I can smell the pickle juice from here. Wait. Ma'am, this drink. Are you sure it's yours?
No diggity. It's, well, not the same glass. And it's a different color. And it has ice, while mine didn't. And...
maybe this one next to it is yours instead.
Go away, homeless urchin!
Could this one be yours? It was sitting next to the pickled drink.
That's what I said.
Oh, that is mine. It's got the right color and glass shape and everything.
Hey, what are you doing with my pickle juice mimosa?
Sir, it was just a misunderstanding.
Get this tiny lumberjack out of here.
Sir, this was all just a misunderstanding.
Thank you so much. Here, take this.
I did most of the work.
Would someone do something about this weird Connie?
I'll take care of her, sir. And now you know why I always wear this. Those shoes are just horrendous. You should try these loafers for bowling. Custom ordered from Detective Fashion Magazine.
Are you going to get that?
Get what?
Your phone. The chief is calling.
Oh... Chief McGriff.
Nightbanger, you need to get over to Mamiria immediately. The SIA president is urgently requesting your presence.
What's going on, Marth? I'm bowling.
An onion has been taken hostage. It's very serious. National security and all that.
An onion? Is this really that serious? Hopefully it's an important onion like a... pearl onion.
I'm being told that an oracle has been taken hostage. All onions are safe, except for onion rings. I'll chow them up all day long.
Chief McGriff, stay on topic.
Detective, get down here. Now, the oracle needs you.
Al Nightbanger, Detective in Space was written by Austin Adams, Jeffrey B. Campbell, and W.F. Stern. Thank you for listening to Chapter 1, Bowling for Cases, of Episode 3, Don't Send in the Clowns. Al Nightbanger, Detective in Space is an X-24 production, all rights reserved. Questions or comments? Email us at alnightbanger@gmail.com. Chapter 2 of this episode will be available soon.